This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
And the story of the day today is one that most of the Midwest has been dealing with for a couple of months now, the worst drought they've had out there in decades. But here's the thing with water and the lack thereof. There's not much that farmers can do, to get more of it, because drought is one problem you just can't buy your way out of. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
There are two types of farmers in the Midwest. The first, called dry land farmers, are actually in the wetter places. They rely on rich soil and rainfall. When the ground's dry and it doesn't rain, what's their backup?
Well, there really isn't one.
Darren Newsom is an agriculture analyst with DNT in Iowa. He says for those farmers,
it's over. There's just no chance really that the crop's going to be salvageable.
Watering from above won't cut it, and there's no underground irrigation in place. Now, other farmers in drier parts of the Corn Belt have had elaborate irrigation and pumping systems for decades.
Where you have to put a pump and actually pull the water out of some source.
Like a creek or aquifer. Those water supplies are managed by state or local government. Farmers hooked up to irrigation can get more water, technically.
But the amount that is allowed to the agricultural section might be limited.
George Raftellis is a water price consultant. He says drought-stricken states face tough choices as their water supply shrinks.
Where are you going to place the greatest burden? Is it going to be on your residential customers, your industrial customers, your agricultural customers, or who?
Some governments have laws or policies for who gets priority. When creeks dip below a certain level in Kansas, as they have, farmers can't run their pumps. Raftellis says many Midwest communities don't have plans for how to prioritize water during droughts, but they're drawing them up as fast as they can. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.